The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
3 decades on from one of the most shocking murders in modern Irish history, the investigation into the killing of Sophie Toscan du Plantier has taken a new turn. Gardaí are now seeking assistance from police forces across Europe and beyond in an effort to identify a DNA trace found on the victim's boot, evidence that could yet reshape understanding of a case that has long eluded authorities. Barry Roach, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times, is on the line. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, will you tell us how long it has been known that there was what they are calling alien DNA was found at the scene?
Yeah, it came to light in 2018 and came to light via Ian Bailey, who your listeners will remember was a suspect twice arrested for the murder here in Ireland, never charged in Ireland, but was convicted in absentia in France in 2019 of the voluntary homicide of Sophie Toscan du Plantier. And in the course of his preparation for that trial, he didn't go to France, but in the course of his preparation for that, his lawyers obtained the French file, and it emerged in that file that an examination had been carried out by French investigators when they came to Ireland in 2011, and forensic scientists from the Bureau, French forensic team came in 2011, and they conducted examinations of the exhibits given to them by Gardaí, which included the block, the stone, and Sophie's clothing. And in the course of that examination, they found what they described, or what Ian Bailey said they described, as alien DNA on the right, the tongue of her right boot. She has these boots with sewn-in socks on her at the time that she was murdered, and they were obviously removed later at post-mortem, but somehow or somewhere this alien DNA was on the boot and was found by the French police investigators. And they, Ian Bailey, then revealed that in 2018 and said it wasn't him. It didn't match his, because he had given a sample New Year's Eve 1996 to Gardaí, and they had provided that to the French, so sure, it didn't match his DNA.
It didn't match his DNA. So this was from a part of the boot. They talk about an eyelet, you know, that the lace goes through, that's where it was found. I don't know whether the supposition would be on the part of those who believe it was a third party and not Ian Bailey, that someone might have been dragging her body, for example, and that's how the DNA was transferred. That might be a theory, but they don't know whose DNA it is.
No, they don't. And the most recent development, that has come to light, is the fact that Gardaí requested Forensic Science Ireland, who are the forensic authority in the country, to liaise with foreign forensic science agencies in over 20 countries, who are all signatories to what is known as the Prüm Convention, which was signed in Austria in 2005, Ireland joined later. It's a combination mainly of European Union countries, but some outside, Iceland and Norway. And I've been doing some research on it, and it seems that combined total of all those signatories, they have a database of around 11 million criminal DNA samples, of which France accounts for 7.4 million, so it's by far the most substantial. Gardaí have begun, or Forensic Science Ireland have begun, liaising with those foreign forensic science databases, as it were. But to date, nothing has come that provides a match to this alien DNA found on Sophie's boot.
Now, what about locals who might have been implicated in some way, or have any reason to have dealt with, for example, you know, a local cobbler who might have repaired the boot, that kind of thing? Anyone locally being asked to provide DNA samples, perhaps to rule themselves out?
Gardaí have begun, and they've begun, actually, they began first with the more obvious possible candidates, people who were at the scene of crime and so forth. So they've looked, and they've begun taking samples, and have taken about half a dozen to date, I think, from people who possibly could have been in contact and could have been the potential source. But mortuary staff, Gardaí at the scenes of crime, Dr. Harbison, the pathologist, exhibits officers. Now, in the course of the 30 years, a number of people have died. Dr. Harbison has died. One of the exhibits officers has passed away. One of the first Gardaí at the scene of the crime has passed away. So they're trying to liaise with family relatives in those cases to obtain DNA samples to see whether that would provide a match. But to date, again, they haven't found anything that provides an explanation for this DNA.
Now, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor, is this a smoking gun of some kind, or is this just an unexplained anomaly that does not kind of alert the Gardaí to some major dramatic potential breakthrough?
I think the way they're approaching it is that the cold case review team or the Garda Serious Crime Review Team began their investigation or the review of the original investigation in June 2022. So we're heading towards 4 years of that review now. But they've been very rigorous and they're going through everything. They've gone through, as I understand it, around 1,600 statements as part of that cold case review, taken from around 330 witnesses. And this is another element of that. It's there on the file. It's unexplained. And so they're going through it, trying to establish, try and identify the source and either eliminate it as relevant or not. But to date, they haven't. So they've hit a cul-de-sac, I suppose, in this so far. But whether it emerges elsewhere, I suppose it's just some of the countries, the UK isn't the signatory. So they don't, as I understand, have access via the Prüm Convention to UK. Databases, but it should be stressed again that Ian Bailey gave his sample and he quite clearly was not the match for this DNA, and he actually highlighted that himself in several interviews before his death in 2024.
And now, what does this mean if it should turn out to be some other person involved, and just finding their DNA doesn't mean that they were implicated in the killing of Sophie Toscan de Plantier, except that if it turned out it was some stranger who allegedly never set foot in the country and yet his or her DNA was there. But if it turns out that this should someday vindicate Ian Bailey's contention that he was innocent, it would amount to a massive persecution of a man over 25 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it would. But again, as I say, we're delving into the realms of speculation here, but there may very well be a quote-unquote innocent explanation, as you say, possibly a cobbler or somebody like that who may have repair the shoe or something like that. It may have been there when the shoe was made. We don't know. And we're still no wiser, and it seems Gardaí are no wiser, because this search of the 11 million DNA sample database across Europe so far hasn't yielded anything. So it remains a mystery.
Yeah, and may remain so.
Remains so forever.
Go on, Barry.
Indeed. Yeah. And the other thing is, just we have to be sort of very conscious as well, I suppose. You know, this is 30 years ago. And obviously, with the passage of time, even in terms of people's memories as to who may have, you know, if there's some, say, if it was turned out to be a cobbler or somebody who made it, I mean, asking somebody to recall, did they make a pair of shoes or repair a pair of shoes 30 years ago is, or further in actual fact now, I suppose, would be a stretch. The passage of time really is something that I think the cold case review team are very conscious of, because aside from this, the sort of scientific objective aspect of it in terms of DNA, and Sophie's family have sort of recognized that this is very definitive, and they've sort of said the DNA's testing could very well be the last chance for the Garda. But aside from that, in terms of witnesses and Garda involved in the case, we've had, I estimate, about 30 people have died. Obviously, Ian Bailey himself has died. Alfie Lyons, who was one of the first person on the scene who reported her, Sophie's body has died. Her husband, Daniel Toscan de Plantier, has died. And several senior Gardaí, as well as key witnesses in the original Garda investigation in terms of circumstantial evidence that they would say, Gardaí say, would have pointed towards Ian Bailey, people like Richard Lefwick, Brian Jackson, Ursula Jackson, Rosie Shelley, who was in the house that evening with her husband Richie, when they said, they interpreted what Ian Bailey said when he said, I went too far, as a confession. She's passed away. So there has been a lot, you know, as I say, around 30 in total. Martin Graham, who alleged the Gardaí gave him cannabis to try and induce him to get Ian Bailey to confess, he's died. So, you know, there is that is a serious factor and hindrance to Gardaí now, plus as well as those who are still alive, obviously. Memories may fade. People may not have the same accuracy in the recalling things. So it's, you know, it is an upward or a major challenge for them, shall we say.
Perhaps we shall never know. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. That's Barry Roach, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.